Busy day in Illinois. A new legislature is taking office in the Illinois State House with just a slightly smaller Democratic majority than the last one, which in just the early morning hours passed a bill to raise personal income taxes, with Illinois Democratic Governor Pat Quinn congratulating lawmakers on the floor of the Senate at 1:30 this morning. Earlier yesterday, they'd also sent a ban on the death penalty to the governor's desk for signing. Ray Long is State House reporter for the Chicago Tribune. You can read him at hereandnow.org as he joins us. And Ray, let's start with that tax increase. Unheard of in other parts of the country, but behind it, a $15 billion budget deficit. It did not have Republican support.
Right. And neither the House nor the Senate, not a one Republican, got up and voted for it or even spoke for it. It was completely a Democratic push.
Well, Republican House Leader Tom Cross called the tax increase a cruel hoax. And the head of the State Manufacturing Association says the taxes will only benefit moving companies as people head out of state. But what are Democrats saying in support of it?
Well, Democrats say that they had to do something to fix the structural deficit in Illinois. And basically what that means is that Illinois was spending about $6 billion more a year than it was taking in. The recession, of course, had an effect in Illinois, but also spending had been going on pretty wildly. And what they were trying to do is to catch up the revenues with the spending. Quinn ran on the idea that he would push for raising the personal income tax from the current 3% to 4%. Last night, the Democrats approved with Quinn's okay that it would go from 3% to 5%. That's a 67% jump.
Well, we understand there was some negotiating with the Black Caucus of lawmakers. Their concerns were met when the governor promised that a big portion of the money would go to education. But meanwhile, a jump from 3 to 5% in personal income taxes. Do you have a sense of what the average person will pay and what's been the response?
Hundreds of dollars more or thousands, depending on your income. But nobody is happy in the general public. Everybody is saying, hey, where did this come from? But in fact, the state's finances have gotten worse and worse, and a lot of experts say that it's the worst in the nation. The average spending for operating expenses, you know, the computers, pencils, workers' salaries, things like that, about $30 billion a year. Their budget deficit was in the neighborhood of $15 billion. There was just no way that red ink was not going to flow if they didn't do something.
Well, and the Illinois tax rate is still lower than neighboring Iowa and Wisconsin. But we want to make sure we've touched also on the move to ban the death penalty in Illinois. Let's put it in context. We remember in 2000, then-Governor George Ryan put a moratorium on executions. In 2003, he cleared the state's death row after a string of men were found innocent. One of those men sitting in the chamber when the vote came yesterday to ban the death penalty. What's the sense that the governor will sign that ban, will it let it go forward?
You know, it's real interesting, Robin, because Pat Quinn, during his campaign, had said that there is a use for the death penalty in some of the worst cases. But he has also said that he wanted to continue the moratorium, which you just said has been in effect for a decade. So the question really is, where will he come down? He's come down really on both sides, and now he has to determine whether he wants to veto that bill, and that bill will have little chance of moving forward in a smaller Democrat majority in the legislature than it had just yesterday. And so we see Quinn in a very delicate position, but a lot of people think that he will want to come down and sign it because that could be something for a legacy.
Well, and we should say you've also got Anita Alvarez, Cook County State Attorney, one of those who want to keep the death penalty. She says it's a deterrent. There's a lot of debate about that. But in this debate, another argument for getting rid of the death penalty is that it costs too much. And some legislators wanted to go to a referendum. So we'll see. We'll keep an eye on this, see what the governor decides to do. Ray Long, State House reporter for the Chicago Tribune. Thanks always.
Great to be here, Robin. Thank you.